Every year during this time of the year, when I would visit the classrooms in St. Agnes School, I would ask the children, what is a saint? And often they would respond to that question with various characteristics. Someone who's kind, someone who's gentle, someone who prays a lot. Sometimes they would respond with examples of people that they thought were saintly, like their grandmother. But I would explain to them that a saint is someone who is in heaven with God. It's a very simple definition, but yet a profound one. Someone who is in heaven with God. Then after I explained that, I would ask them the follow-up question, are you called to be a saint? And I would always look at their faces and I could tell that their brains were moving because they had a 50-50 chance of getting it right. It's either yes or no. But they often would respond, usually about 50-50. Some would say yes, some would say no. But I would explain to them that, yes, you are called to be a saint. We're all called to be saints because it's the goal of our lives to go to heaven, to be with God forever. That's what a saint is, someone who is in heaven with God. And that's the message of this All Saints Day. As we commemorate all of the holy men and women who have ever lived, who are now surrounding the throne of God. We heard in the first reading today from the book of Revelation, we got a little glimpse at the heavenly throne room. St. John describes a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. We remember today that those surrounding the throne of God in heaven were once just like us. They were once pilgrims on this earth. They were sons and daughters, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, priests and religious. They were from all types of professions and backgrounds, all cultures and races. They worried about many of the same things that we worry about: putting food on our table, providing for our families. They ran into many of the challenges and obstacles that life has in store for us. And they also enjoyed the pleasures of life, the legitimate, wonderful things God has given us to enjoy. Some of them lived the faith their entire lives. They lived it in an exemplary way. Others experienced a profound conversion and turned aside from bad things to accept the message of the gospel. It's in all of the circumstances of everyday life that we grow in holiness and are prepared for heaven, prepared to become saints. So often we think that if we could just escape the circumstances of everyday life, if I didn't have to go to work, if I didn't have to worry about my kids, if I didn't have to do whatever it is, then I could focus on being closer to God, then I can grow in holiness. But the opposite is true. The lives that we live right now prepare us for heaven. They prepare us to make us holy, to be with God forever. Or the opposite can happen. They can lead us on the path away from God, towards eternal separation from Him, which we call hell. So the question for us today is, how do I become a saint? How do I use the circumstances of my everyday life to grow in holiness? And Jesus gives us his program for that in the gospel today. We call them the Beatitudes. They're qualities that are not necessarily lauded by the world, but they're qualities that Jesus is presenting to us. They're really a self-portrait of Jesus. They're really the qualities that we see in him that he wants to be reflected in those who believe in him. So let's take a look at those Beatitudes with this in mind. Being poor in spirit, We recognize that everything that we have belongs to God. Everything, every good gift comes from Him, and that we are His children and He is our Father. That's what it means to be poor in spirit. He says, blessed are those who mourn. Of course, blessed are those who grieve over the loss of a loved one, certainly. But here mourn is a little broader. Jesus is saying, blessed are those who mourn for their sins, who bear sufferings with love in a spirit of atonement. Blessed are those who want to repent of what they have done wrong. Blessed are the meek. Being called meek isn't necessarily a compliment in the world. But here Jesus wants to see His meekness within us. That means that we are humble and steadfast in our faith. That we don't want to give in to resentment or discouragement. Supporting our brothers and sisters. That's what it means to be meek. Blessed are the righteous. The righteous strive to do the will of God. They're not self-righteous, but rather they're righteous because they want God to be alive within them, to put Him first in every aspect of their lives, every decision that they make, every choice they face. Blessed are the merciful. Those who are merciful understand others' defects. They rejoice and suffer with others. They seek to be one with their brothers and sisters. Blessed are the clean of heart. Those who are clean of heart want to remove every idol from their heart. All of those lesser things that we raise to the level of God. Being clean of heart means we get rid of all of those things. That God alone is at the center of our hearts. Blessed are the peacemakers. Jesus was a peacemaker. He came to reconcile, make peace between us and God and between ourselves and our brothers and sisters. The peacemakers foster peace in themselves and in their relationship to God. How much our world needs peacemakers these days. And blessed are the persons who are persecuted and insulted for the sake of the kingdom. Blessed are those who are trying to stay true to Jesus, even when the circumstances are difficult. When we apply this program, this self-portrait of Jesus, into our own life's circumstances, it's then that we grow in holiness. And when we examine our consciences according to this program, to recognize where we have failed to do it, it's then that we grow in holiness. And there's even more good news. We don't have to do this by our own power. It might seem daunting. Certainly it is daunting to grow in the image of Jesus. But yet we're given so many graces. We are given particularly the graces of the sacraments to live the Beatitudes. St. John, in the second reading today, he says, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. God has bestowed His love upon us in making us His sons and daughters in the sacrament of baptism, by giving us sanctifying grace, by which His life is alive in our hearts. That's what it means to be His sons and daughters. So He's given us this gift already, and He bestows more gifts upon us, the sacrament of the Eucharist, by which we are strengthened to live our faith, the daily bread that we need to live our Christian faith, the sacrament of reconciliation, by which we come to terms with our failures to live up to the Beatitudes. And God gives us His graces to repent, and also the graces of the sacraments of our particular state in life, marriage, holy orders, whatever that state might be. God bestows His graces to help us live our lives, to grow in holiness through our vocation. St. John goes on to say, beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. That means that God has more in store for us. He says that we do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That means that we shall be saints. We shall see God face to face in heaven. My friends, on this All Saints Day, let us remember this noble calling that God bestows every grace upon us to live in this life as his sons and daughters, and to be with him forever in heaven. So let us strive to grow in holiness. Let us strive to be saints.